Everybody who's listening to this live streaming meditation class from Ajahn Brahm. And today is Tuesday the 28th of April. It's my favorite day because 28th of April is today. And today is my favorite day. And I hope today is your favorite day as well. In other words, wherever we are, whatever time it is, we give it that wonderful sense of joy and happiness to make today my favorite day. And I did make a resolution, that today I won't speak about coronavirus. Oh my goodness, I've just mentioned it. So I won't mention COVID-19 again. Oh, there it goes again. But nevertheless, I'm now speaking in a very full auditorium. It's full of nothing. But in this auditorium, in Jhana Grove, it may look like there's nothing here, but nevertheless, there's all this beautiful energy of people who have meditated here for so many hours over the last 10 to 11 years. And that does leave a trace of goodness, of peace, of wisdom, and of joy. And it's that which fills up the halls, auditoriums, and places where I give talks. Yeah, there's sometimes people there. There's sometimes nobody there. But that's not the point. The point is that there is, in this auditorium, just a beautiful memories and potential for the future of great meditators and meditators penetrating into the great truth of things. Because we don't get wise, or we don't even get kind, just by chanting or reading or studying. The real wisdom, the real kindness, the real penetration just comes from sitting still and just not thinking, and especially not thinking negative thoughts. And the negative thoughts is always looking at your situation and seeing what's wrong. Maybe there's too many lights on in this room, or maybe it's too cold or too warm, or maybe it's too empty, or sometimes it's too full. But I was trained in my years as a meditation monk in Thailand, never to look at the faults in things. But especially when you're, because everyone else tells you what's wrong with the world. Everyone else tells you what needs to be fixed. Everybody can focus on the negativity of our world. But hopefully you tune in here and watch these live stream videos. Not to get more of the same, pointing out the faults and what's wrong, but to learn to see beyond those faults, to see beyond what you don't want, and to see what's really here, where you can find just this great peace, acceptance, warmth, and love, even when things don't go according to what you want. When you don't want anything, then the idea of getting what you want or doing what you don't want makes no more sense. Then you're at peace. So, and this meditation today is like learning just by practice, just how to let go of all this negativity which causes ill will, or causes wanting to fix up problems, all the fault finding which creates business in your life. We do enough business. So now we learn how just to let go and be here. And for those of you who think this is boring, and you think, what am I supposed to do? And the answer is, when you do nothing, when you stay in this moment and don't leave it, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. not at all boring, but literally enlightening, just being here. But if you do have any negativity at all, any leaning to find fault with this or to criticize that, those sorts of inclinations of the mind takes you out of the present moment, takes you out of silence, because you have something to do. But instead, we bear with this moment, because that's why we have the bear meditation. The teddy bears are there in the room over there. I have to bring some teddy bears in now, because some of the COVID restrictions, well, I mentioned it again, sorry. Some of those restrictions have been eased. And I think we're not supposed to associate in groups of people, but associating in groups with teddy bears, I don't think that is much of a problem. Certainly it's not illegal, and if it is, they can send a teddy bear to jail. But nevertheless, right now, we can just learn how to bear with this moment and notice as we are with this moment, it gets warmer and softer, and it gets more of a refuge for us. It becomes more of a place where we're happy to stay. We get used to it. It is true, when I first gave a talk just in front of a camera, I think the first time was over in on center in Olamara, Dhammaloka. It was a bit strange. But soon you get used to it. And soon you even enjoy it. You see its benefits. So you don't find fault at all. You find purpose and use and benefit and peace and stillness and wisdom when you are kind to this moment. When really, not just today, but this moment becomes your favorite moment of all time. Being here, being now, the really peaceful, still mind. It can be done, and now we'll do it. So, if you would like to get into your meditation posture, whatever that posture is, if you call it a posture, that's just the name, it's your position. You can be laying on a bed if you like, but please don't go to sleep. It's much better sitting. Sitting gives you a little bit more energy, but if you're weak or sick and can't sort of sit like I'm sitting now, that's fine. If you want to sit on a chair, that's fine. If you want to sit up and lean your back against the wall, that's fine. But if you're like me, you want to sort of sit down, cross-legged, just like in the images of a Buddha, that's one of the best postures, if you can do it. And you sit down and you close your eyes. Closing your eyes to the world and all that's running around trying to fix up problems. It's not a time for fixing up problems. It's not a time for being negative and finding fault. It's a time for being here. You've all come on a long journey, so many years, and now you've arrived, right here, right now, in this moment. The change of perception, where instead of trying to get somewhere, we stop. We stop and are here. It feels a bit weird to be here at first if you haven't stopped in this moment for a while. But after a while, after staying here, this moment becomes inviting, very pleasant. In this moment, it's not fault finding. It doesn't say you're not good enough to sit here. It doesn't say, oh, you can sit in another place. It welcomes you. As if it's saying, thank you for coming to this moment. Without welcoming, well, you don't have to live up to anybody's expectations. You don't have to fulfill any demands. There's no sort of entry requirements to come into this moment. You're just welcomed with kindness, as if this moment says, the door of my heart, the heart of now, is open to you. Come in. you also belong in here, in the now. So when you feel you're invited into this present moment, it makes it so much easier. You don't have to fight. This is a place of rest, a refuge, a place where you can just relax, first of all, your body, and then find freedom in your mind. Freedom just to be, instead of freedom trying to pass some test, freedom trying to attain something, free, not sort of that type of freedom, you're free of all of those things. So you can just be here, with whatever's happening, totally accepting, totally at ease, not judging, not finding fault. So with your eyes closed, start off as usual, feeling your body. I feel my body now, it's just starting to relax, sitting here. Feeling my legs. According to most traditions, you're supposed to have your right leg over your left leg. I've got my left leg over my right leg, the opposite way around. But it feels good. That's fine. Anyway, this is Australia, so we do things down under, the opposite way around. Anyway, it doesn't matter, it feels good. I stay with the perception of my legs and their comfort. Faculty of kindness, of caring. It's something which I always arouse together with mindfulness. So it always is kindfulness. I make a point in making sure that both those qualities, awareness and kindness, are present in every moment when I'm meditating. And even when I'm not meditating. Feeling my body. And literally I inquire, ask my legs, do you need to be adjusted or moved? Experiencing now the sensations in my butt. Making sure those are as comfortable as I can make them. That's one great insight, you don't have to be perfectly comfortable. There will always be some irritation or some ache or some pain somewhere. I adjust it if I can, and then I let it be. Just feel my back sitting here. I ask my back, how are you? Is there anything I can do right now to make you more comfortable? Sometimes the back isn't that comfortable, but it says, well, thank you for caring, this is as good as I can get right now. I don't try for perfection. Because kindness doesn't ask for perfection. Kindness asks to be at peace with something. To allow it to be. To care. Not to cure. That's all that's required on my back to relax to the max. Then I go to my shoulders and relax them. Learning from many sessions of meditation how to let go of any tension in those muscles. Then going down my arms, elbows and hands. Now I notice the position of my hands, my fingers are interlocked. They're not one over the other. Just to notice, almost every time I meditate, my hands are in a different configuration. doesn't really matter. Because it works. It feels good. I go back up to my neck, making sure my head is well balanced. It's amazing how many people, their position of their head is not the best, and they get neck aches or even migraines. Simple awareness and a willingness to change, to see if that's better. That's all that's necessary. A simple kindfulness on your own body. And then I'm aware of my throat. Feels quite at ease today. And then up to my face. Relaxing all the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. I don't know why, but when my facial muscles relax, I can always feel like a sense of happiness, a little smile on my lips. Maybe it's because that my body remembers that this relaxation is just so delightful and free. That my body is unburdened. It's not heavy with weights or things to carry. Sometimes it feels like a bird just gliding through the sky. Free, not weighed down. And so I look at my whole body, the unit, all connected together, being relaxed part by part. This is where the delight starts to really become strong. A delightful body just sitting here being still. No problems. All problems, they live in the future. This moment, problems don't exist. I'm here. I just notice the delightful feeling in my body. Which makes me more relaxed. Not fighting with anything. I'm at peace. Then to take it deeper. Happens automatically, but just describing. I go to my peaceometer. Just noticing how peaceful I feel. And using a metaphor of a meter, like a thermometer or a speedometer. This is a peaceometer. I know how peaceful I am. Giving it a number, 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is irritated, restless. And once I see in my mind's eye just how peaceful or how agitated I am, then I can also see how that mind becomes more peaceful. And what agitates my mind? I learn the trick, the reason, the causes for making peace. What calms my mind down? It's always the same. Present moment awareness and silence. This addiction to trying to work things out with words, to give things names, to formulate theories. This leads to arguments. Silence is where all questions and arguments end. It's where they find a solution. They're all dissolved in silence. I never give silence a name. My kindfulness really appreciates this. It doesn't hold the silence. It cares for it. Like my mind says, the door of my heart, silence is open. Come in. From that silence, soon I can feel my breathing. Doesn't matter where the breath comes in, where it goes out, how it feels. There's only one breath you ever feel anyway, which is the one happening right now, or the part of this breath which is happening right now. You really get precise, naturally. All you ever have to deal with is one breath, a part of one breath. It's no work at all. And you suspend the critical mind which always wants to judge. Do that later on. But now, opening the door of your heart to what is happening now. Caring for it. Soon your mind will get more and more peaceful. And in that peace and that stillness, there'll be joy. Again, don't give anything a name at this state in the meditation. Like that inner talking is quietened down. So you're observing meditation from inside. You're knowing it through silence. I'm going to be quiet now. It's hard for me to speak anyway. When I start talking again, it will be close to the end of this short meditation.
Now we're coming close to the end of this meditation session. Please don't open your eyes yet. This is the time just to investigate the results of this meditation. Just how still is your mind? And how delightful is that peacefulness? Me, the peace, stillness, is always associated with a flavour of joy. It's what keeps my eyes closed, keeps me wanting just to carry on in this moment, silent, doing nothing, always going deeper and deeper. When I go further outwards rather than inwards to my body, the body is relaxed. Feels great. It's a peace. So now I invite you to open your eyes to end this short meditation. And to wish you all happiness, peace, and good fortune. To do that, I just got into the habit of giving a little chant at the end of this meditation session. Sabaroga vinimuto, sabasanta pavajito, sabaviramati gando, nibuto chato angbova, sabiti oviva, chantu sabarogo vinasatu mate bhavan vantarayo sukhiti gayugo pavapiva dhanhasi litsa nichang Uttapachalino Chataro Dhamma Vatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balang. Very good. Okay, all best wishes to you.